Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to you who is listening. And welcome to the Wisdom for the Devoted, the third recording, the third installment, where we're starting on page 27. And let me make sure, I think this is all one chapter. It is. It's a chapter called Never Object to Allah's Will. So let's go and enter the space with a little more sound intention behind it. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم خير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. Beloved Allah, we come into this space together to hear the words of our teacher, our guide, who is connected to the prophetic lineage of Tawheed. La ilaha illallah. Page 27, never object to Allah's will. To object to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the time of a calamity demonstrates a lack of faith, a lack of belief in the oneness of Allah, and a lack of trust and sincerity. The heart of a true believer knows not why and how. It does not know. It says yes. The self in its entirety is oppositional and quarrelsome. So a person who wishes to correct it must struggle with it until he is safe from its evil. The whole of it is evil within evil, but when the self is opposed, it is reassured and settles into a good nature. Only then does the self obey Allah's commands and abstain from his forbidden sins. Then Allah says to the self, O you soul whose self is at peace, return to your Lord well-pleased, well-pleasing. The self then longs for Allah as it is relieved from evil, detaches from creation and realizes its heritage from Prophet Ibrahim, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for he abandoned himself and his desires, and his heart was reassured and certain. All kinds of created beings offered him help to save him, but he said to all of them, I am not in need of your help. Allah knows my situation and he suffices me. His submission and trust in Allah were true. So Allah commanded, O fire, be cool and peace for Ibrahim. Quran 21:69. Allah gives infinite help to the patient in this life, and abundant rewards in the final world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, truly those who are steadfastly patient will be rewarded without accounting. Nothing is hidden from Allah. He is aware of all that the patient one endures for his sake. Endure and be patient with him for an hour, and you will see his kindness and blessings for many years. Courage is but 1 hour spent in patience. And truly Allah is with the patient. Quran 2:153. So be patient. Surely Allah is with the patient. Quran 8:46. Allah grants victory to those who are patient. Be steadfast in patience with Allah and be mindful of him and do not become heedless of him. Do not delay your awakening until after death, for it will not be profitable to wake up at that moment. Wake up before you meet him, before it's too late, because you will be remorseful at a time when it will not benefit you. Improve your heart. For indeed, when your heart is pure, all your affairs will be on the right path. This is why the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "There is a piece of flesh in the body, and when it is good, then the whole body is good. But when it is unsound, then the whole body is unsound." Indeed, this is the heart. A good heart is pious, has absolute trust in Allah, affirms His oneness, and bears sincere intention to do good deeds for the sake of Allah. A corrupt heart is empty of all this. The heart is a bird in the cage of the physical body, like a pearl in a casket, or money in a safe. The value is in the bird, not the cage. The pearl, not the casket. And the money, not the safe. O Allah, employ our limbs and organs in obeying You, and our hearts in getting to know You, and occupy our lives day and night with Your remembrance. Join us with the virtuous ones who came before us, and bless us with that which You bestowed upon them. And be to us as You were to them. Amen. My beloved ones, be for Allah as the pious ones were for Him, so that He may be for you as He was for them. If you seek the Lord of the Truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala, then occupy yourselves with fulfilling His commands, and remain steadfast in patience with Him, and accept what He does in you and in others. The Sufis renounced the life of this world, and they sought to gain piety and sanctity. Then they sought the final world through deeds. They disobeyed their own selves and obeyed their Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala. They admonished their own selves, then admonished the selves of others. First, preach to your own self. Then preach to the self of another. Begin with your own self, and do not begin with others before you have completely reformed your own self. Cleanse and purify your heart. The sincere believer who has certainty does not obey his desires or the shaitan. He rejects and he abandons all worldly things. Woe to you! How can you save others? You are blind. So how can you guide another? Only a person endowed with eyesight can guide people, and an expert swimmer can save them from the ocean. the one who can return people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who knows him well. As for someone who is ignorant of him, how could he show the way to him? Do not object to the conduct of Allah, but love him and act for his sake and not for any other. Fear him and do not fear any other. This is achieved by the heart, not by mere words. It manifests during your seclusion with Allah, not in public. When there is affirmation of oneness at the door of the house and idolatry inside the house, this is the essence of hypocrisy. Woe to you. Your tongue claims piousness while your heart is dissolute. Your tongue praises Allah while your heart protests. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O son of Adam, my goodness is descending toward you while your idolatry is ascending toward me. Woe to you! You pretend to be his servant while you obey others apart from him. If you were his servant in reality, you would disobey them and follow him. The truthful believer who has certitude does not obey his own self, his devil, his shaitan, or his passions. He does not even acknowledge the shaitan and therefore does not obey him. He does not concern himself with this world so that he might humiliate himself for its sake, but rather spurns it and seeks the final world. If it comes his way, he renounces it and connects to his master, subhanahu wa ta'ala, dedicating his worshipful service to him alone at all times. In all of his states, he heeds Allah's words, and they were commanded only to worship Allah, sincerely preserving for him the pure, upright religion. Quran 98:5. Abandon attaching yourself to creation and attach yourself to the oneness of the Lord of Truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala. For he is the creator of all things and has all things in his hands. O you, in search of things from other than him, you must be out of your mind. Is there anything that is not in the storehouses of Allah? He says, there is not a single thing that exists whose treasury is not with us. And we do not send it down except in a known measure. O beloveds, sleep under the roof gutter of destiny, reclining on patience and armed with acceptance, and be a worshiper awaiting relief. If you remain in this state, he who determines destiny will shower you with his grace and favor beyond that which you could have asked for and beyond that for which you were in search of. O beloveds, be in harmony with the divine power, Kotter. Take instruction. Take instruction from the servant of the all-powerful, the expert in the conformity with the divine power. My conformity with the divine power leads me to the all-powerful, Al-Qadr. Come, let's humbly submit ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to His power and His action. Let's bow our heads both outwardly and inwardly as we comply with the decree and walk in the footsteps of Him who is the messenger of the King, and whom we honor for the sake of the one who sent him. If we do so, the messenger will take us in his company to the all-powerful. There, protection belongs only to Allah, the true. Quran 18:44. In that place, Allah delights you with a drink from the ocean of His knowledge, and you are fed with food from the table of His favor, with companionship in His intimacy and shelter in His mercy. O servant Abd, in your solitude, you need piety to liberate you from disobedience. In your solitude, you need piety to liberate you from mistakes and from missteps. The ruin of the ascetics is through desires. The ruin of the spiritual deputies, the abdal, is through thoughts and notions entertained in solitude. The ruin of the champions of truth, the siddiqun, lies in the blinking of an eye. Their business is the safeguarding of their hearts, because they are falling asleep at the king's door. They hold the office of summoning people to the knowledge of the Lord of Truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala. They continue to call to hearts, O spirits, O mankind, and O jinn, O seekers of the king, come, come now to the king's door. Run toward it with the feet of your hearts, with the feet of your devotion, with your affirmation of oneness, your gnosis, your refined piousness and renunciation of this world and the final world and everything apart from the Master. This is the business of the Sufis. They are concerned with the improvement of creatures. Their aspirations encompass heaven and earth. From the throne above to that which is underneath the dust. O servant, renounce yourself and passions and be earth under the feet of these people of the Lord. Be dust in their hands. The Lord of the Truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala, says, He brings forth the living from the dead, and He brings forth the dead from the living. Quran 30:19. He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, brought forth Ibrahim from his parents who rejected the truth. But the truthful believer is alive, and the unbeliever is dead. The believer in the oneness of Allah is alive, and the non-believer is dead. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the first creature of my creatures to die was Iblis. This means that he died by disobeying Allah as a consequence of his disobedience. This is the end of time because the market of hypocrisy has manifested as well as the market of falsehood. Don't sit with hypocrites. Don't sit with liars and charlatans because they are rebels. Rebels whose hearts, intellects, and souls have died because they have tried to deceive Allah and those who believe. They forge lies against Allah. Alas, for you, your own self, your nafs is hypocritical. Your own self is lying. Your own self is unbelieving and dissolute, and your own self is idolatrous. So how can you sit together with it? Oppose it. Do not comply with it or give it an iota of consent. Overcome your desires by strife. Tie it up. Don't let it go free. Rein your passions before they reign over you. Don't accompany your passions because they are like a child without the skill of reasoning. How can you learn from a child and accept his authority over you? The devil, Shaitan, is your enemy and the enemy of your father, Adam. May Allah be pleased with him. Therefore, how can you feel peace with the Shaitan and accept what he offers to you? The enmity he has for you is ancient. Do not feel safe with him because he had killed your father and mother and may succeed in killing you. Make fear and consciousness of Allah, taqwa, your weapon, and make your troops the affirmation of the oneness of Allah. Vigilance for his sake. Abstinence in times of seclusion, honesty, and seeking the help of Allah. These weapons and troops can defeat the shaitan, can destroy him and break his army. And how could you not defeat him when the Lord of the Truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is with you? O beloved, join this world with the final world. Put them in one place. Then be alone with your master, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and take off the garment of the lower world to stand naked with a heart empty of both this world and the final world. Don't come to him unless empty of otherness. Don't let creation distract you from the Creator. Sever these connections and reject these masters. Then when you have gained control, let this world be for yourself. The final world for your heart, and the master for your secret. Don't be caught up with the self, nor with the passions, nor with this world, nor with the final world. Don't follow anything except the Lord of the Truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that's the treasure which is eternally inexhaustible. At that place, you receive guidance from the Lord of the Truth, after which there will be no going astray. Therefore, turn from your sins and run far away from them toward your Master, subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you repent, do so outwardly and inwardly. Repentance is the heart of mastery. Take off the garments of disobedience and wear the garments of sincere repentance and a sense of shame before Allah, in reality, not as a figure of speech. This is an action of the heart after purification of the limbs and organs through following the actions prescribed by the sacred law. Both the outer vessel, qalb, has work to do, and the heart, qalb, has work to do. When the heart has experienced the waste of attachment to created beings, it easily rides the ocean of absolute trust and reliance on Allah. Knowledge of Him will place the believer in the center of this ocean, and he will proclaim, as Ibrahim proclaimed, "They are all an enemy to me, save the Lord of the worlds, who created me, and He it is who guides me." Then the heart is guided from shore to shore and from place to place until it stands on the straight thoroughfare. Whenever it remembers its Lord, its thoroughfare becomes apparent, with the overgrowth cleared away. The heart of the one who seeks the Lord of the Truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala, traverses the distances and leaves everything far behind. When the heart feels afraid of ruin along the way, its faith will emerge to give it courage, thereby extinguishing the fires of loneliness and dread, and replacing that with the light of the companionship and the joy of feeling close. O beloved, if sickness befalls you, greet it with a patient hand. Be still and tranquil until the remedy arrives. Then when it does come, receive it with the hand of gratitude. If this is your state, you will cope with this present life. Fear of the fire affects the core of the being of the truthful believers, exposing their vulnerability and saddening their hearts. If such a fear overwhelms them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala floods their hearts with the water of His mercy and His grace, and He opens unto them the door of the final world so that they see a place of safety there. Then when they have calmed down, eased their feelings, and rested for a while, He opens the door of majesty for them, Jalal. This upsets their hearts, This upsets their hearts and their inner feelings, and their fear becomes much greater and more intense than it was before, because when they have fully experienced this, when they have fully experienced this, he opens into them the door of beauty, Jamal, so they calm down and feel tranquil. They become conscious and advance to various degrees. Do not occupy your life with what to eat and drink, or with what to wear, or to whom to marry. All of this is self-interest and ambition. Where are the concerns of the heart and the secret, which is the quest for the Lord of the Truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala? Your interest is what is important to you. So let your interest be your Lord and that which is His. This world has a recompense, which is the final world, and the creation has a recompense, which is the Creator, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you give up in this transitory life for the sake of Allah, He grants you a better replacement in this life and the next. Live every day as if it is the last day of your life, and prepare for the final world. Go to meet the angel of death. This world is mere froth to the people of the Lord, while the final world is to them a pleasant abode. But then, when jealousy comes from Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, it puts a barrier between them and the final world, and creation is made equivalent to the final world, for they do not need this world nor the final world. O liar, you love Allah in a state of good fortune, but when hardship comes, you run away, as if Allah were not your beloved. The true servant is distinguished by his choices. When hardships come from Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and your love remains constant, then you are indeed a true lover. But if you change, then you are a liar. And the falsity of your first claim is exposed. If this weren't so, anyone could claim to love Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah has made consistency in love at the time of hardship a measure. And He has alerted us to this in His saying, there are those who say, our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the final world, and shield us from the suffering of the fire. Quran 2, 201. الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله لا إله إلا هو إلا هو الحي القيوم أتخذه سنة ولا نوم لهم في السماوات وما في الأرض من الذي يشفع عنده Yalla muma bain aydihim muma halfahum wa la yuhintuna bi shay'in min ilmihi illa bima sha'a وَصِيَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَلَا يَئُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين آمين آمين. To the end of the third recording. Inshallah, we'll pick up again next with chapter entitled Fearing Allah, Taqwa. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.